Hey, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for being on the Weekday Podcast today. We're excited about today. In fact, as I'm recording this the day before, so it is Valentine's Day. And everywhere I look, people are talking about love. I mean, people are talking about two things, Olympics, and they're talking about love. And there's all these popular love songs playing. There's all these, you know, just all this ooey gooey stuff. But one of the things that I found is it's easy to talk about love, but a lot of people are actually really terrible at displaying it and living it out. I mean, if I could lift my hand on the podcast, I would do that. But that's, I really think that this world and people in it are terrible at true love. See, in the original Greek that the New Testament was written in, there was three different kinds of love. There's phileo love, which is more the brotherly kind of love, the good feeling that you have towards other people. There's eros, which literally is the kind of love that moves you. Now, in our culture, most people connect that to sexuality, and that's a piece of it, but it's bigger than that. It's, you know, the sunset, a major wind, the Niagara Falls, right? And then there's this third kind of love, agape love. Now, this kind of love is not emotional. This kind of love is unconditional. It literally is a mindset where you say, this is what I'm going to choose. I'm going to orient myself. I'm going to choose this even when it's hard. That's why I think so many folks are terrible at love, because we just don't think about, I need to orient myself. I need to choose love. I need to choose this kind of love. Now, in the New Testament, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13 an incredible chapter that unpacks what this kind of love looks like. Now, most people refer to this as the love chapter of the Bible, and I've certainly read it in romantic environments of weddings and things like this, but honestly, the original context was in the midst of churches written to people trying to figure out, how do I live in this world? How do I live in the now? How do I live appropriately in the middle of a culture that has all of this junk going on? And so Paul begins to describe what this kind of love looks like. He begins to say there's a better way to do love. There's a better, a more excellent way to live this out. So I want to give you three sort of tensions that come up in the middle of this. And if you've been around a while, we talked about this a long time ago, but this is such a big deal that I want to at least hit it at the high level today, and then maybe in future podcasts come back and drill down into more tangible ways. But here's the first tension that this real kind of love points out, where we have to decide, am I going to put others first or am I going to put myself first? Right? Who goes first, me or other people? He says in 1 Corinthians, in this chapter, in verses 4 and 5, he says, love does not envy, it does not boast, it is not arrogant, it's not rude, it does not insist on its own way. And so in our culture, most people put themselves first, but Jesus himself said, I have come to put other people first. And that, this is huge to in relationships, especially if you're married, that you would put your spouse first, that there's going to be times that you're tired or you're worn thin and you have to decide, what am I going to do? And the hope is that we would say, I'm going to put the other person first. That's a tension. Here's the second tension. Am I going to respond appropriately or am I going to react angrily? See, here's what he says in verses 5 and 6. He says, this kind of love is not irritable or resentful, and it does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but it rejoices with the truth. And so sometimes what happens when we choose the wrong kind of love, when we're terrible at loving, when there's a moment, when there's something that bumps up against us in that relationship, if we're not careful, we'll react, we'll blow up, or maybe it's not blow up, maybe we go silent. There's extremes on any kind of response. And so when he talks about not being irritable, not being resentful, what that means is we learn to respond appropriately. One of my friends recently told me this, and it's been sitting with me for a couple of weeks now. He said, whenever you display emotion, you have lost the ability to influence the situation. In other words, you can feel something, but instead of demonstrating it, describe it. So that's responding appropriately. The third tension then is, am I going to believe the best or am I going to assume the worst? He says, love bears all things. It believes all things, it hopes all things, it endures all things. Then he says back in verse 4, and love is patient and it's kind. Now, there's going to be moments in every relationship that there's gaps between what we expected and what happened. And There's going to be gaps that we don't know what's going on. And the easiest thing to do is to fill that gap with assuming the worst. In fact, Pastor Chuck talks about this with our team all the time, that whenever there's a pothole, whenever there's a gap, the easiest thing to fill it with is suspicion and doubt and rumors and gossip. And that's why we're so terrible at love, because the human condition often pulls us in that direction. But again, Paul says there's a better way. There's a better way to live this out, and it's to choose in that moment when there's a gap, when I'm tempted to go negative, that instead of assuming the worst, I'm going to believe the best. And so the question is not, are there going to be tensions when it comes to love? There are always going to be tensions. And the question is not, are we terrible at it? Man, we all have those moments that we're terrible at it. But when we know better, we can do better, that we can make a choice. And so I hope you had a great Valentine's yesterday. I hope that you feel love and you display it. But I want to encourage you to put others first today. I want to encourage you to respond appropriately. And I want to encourage you to choose to believe the best. Well, hey, thanks again for being with us on the Weekday Podcast. If you find these helpful, please share them with your friends and just spread the word. And then also, if you're going to have an opportunity this weekend to join us, we'd love to see you at 9:30 or 11. And you can always find us streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Have a great day. We'll see you back here for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.